Welcome to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, rewarding community heroes at soundersfc.com/community heroes, and by Fox 13 Plus, your local television home for Sounders FC Soccer. Catch all of the Rave Green's local television broadcasts on the same channel number, now with a new name. The Sounders FC Postmatch Show starts now.
Well, your Seattle Sounders expanding their lead at the top of the Western Conference. What was 5 is now 6 points at the top of the West, and they earn it with a 1-1 really good result in Commerce City, Colorado, against the Colorado Rapids tonight. There is only one choice for our Emerald Queen Casino play of the match.
Leo Chu getting in behind. Leo Chu still has it inside the area, getting out wide, gets his cross in. Good delivery! Sounders a level!
The play of the match is presented by Emerald Queen Casino, the betting capital of the Northwest, and it's Leo Chu. He is a space creator, and he does it. He puts in the cross, and we think it was Christian Roldan who tapped it in. It could have been Freddie Montero as well. They were right there, but it's Christian who gets the goal there, and the Seattle Sounders get the 1-1 result. Welcome in to our post-game show here on Sports Radio 950 KJR. Jackson Feltz alongside Danny Jackson and Pete Fewing. We're here for the next half hour to break it all down. Danny, let's just start with that moment, the moment of the day for Seattle. And Leo Chu comes on and makes a huge difference.
Well, it's a great thing for him. I think he, you know, it's a young kid coming into a different country, different language. Takes a while to settle, and I think Brian has spoken a lot about kind of trying to find Leo Chu's spot on this team in the way that the team plays in this 3-4-2-1 formation. And you could see Brian at the very end clapping Leo Chu's, not his offensive prowess, but his defensive efforts, getting back, making a tackle, getting behind the ball, getting in good position, then defending. And I think that's what Brian will be pleased about. Yes, of course, those players need to connect and do the business in the attacking third of the field. But in Brian Schmetzer's team, every player defends from the very beginning, or from the very starting play with Montero, all the way back to Stefan Fry. And Montero, if nothing else, is an example of that, right? He's been in this league for many, many years. He's been around for a lot of time, scored a lot of goals. He's our most, you know, technically gifted player on the park for sure, but he continues to put in a shift. And I think Leo Chu can learn from him. He can learn from his fellow countryman, JP, and I'm sure that's helpful for him as well to get kind of integrated with the squad from a language standpoint. So, you know, I'm pleased for him. Brian will be thrilled. And I think, you know, he's a good example of the type of player that the Sounders will have to rely on, Pete, as you go into the playoffs. We've seen it with Valdez back in 2016, the unlikely hero scoring a goal here and there and really putting in great work efforts in every single game. And you always need a player that's going to come out of nowhere in any sport and playoff run. You know, maybe this kicks off Leo Chu's run in the next couple of months.
Yeah, and he gets a little confidence from that and gets a little more connected to his teammates, because he's helped preserve or get the team 1 point on the road. And you know, sometimes when I was a kid, Danny, Monday Night Football, you'd always hear the announcer say, "Oh yeah, kids, watch this at home." And every once in a while I pull that line out, but if you watch Leo Chu on that run, his, you said it, creating space, that one extra touch was fantastic, and it shows his class. And so he does have the confidence now. He is getting the hang of the defensive side. And as you said, now going into the playoffs, they've got another weapon, kind of like Will Bruin, that you say, okay, we can rely on him to come off the bench and help us. And if we get a Ladero back, we get a Morris back, we get a Rui Diaz back,
goodness gracious,
Brian's going to have problems that every coach wants to have.
Opposing coaches are going to have problems.
No question about it whatsoever. And it's just right now they're in a good spot. That was, you talked about the Dallas game where Seattle came and with a substitution 30 seconds after Rui Diaz gets on the field. And I think he came on, did he come on with Joao Paulo and they combined to make that work?
Yep.
Well, they got it again, right? They got it again where a substitution changes the game. And that is good news for the Sounders because, you know, honestly, they could have easily walked out of here without the point. Now it's on to the next one. It's on to Sporting KC here in a couple of days.
You know, I look at this game. I'm looking at the starting lineup for the Sounders, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, in any game in MLS, because teams are so evenly matched in a lot of different ways, and yes, there's some teams that fall off at any given season and become a bit more of a, let's call it an easier game, but you typically can't carry players. And I'm not saying today we carried players, but I think there were some neutral performances. When you think about Roldan prior to really stepping up and scoring that goal, he was quiet. You know, we've seen him be so influential in the attacking half of the field this year, playing that more advanced position. He was really quiet, and I go through the lineup. I mean, I thought Yamar coming back in the lineup was solid. 1v1, he was solid. Physical presence, he was a beast. You know, Nuhu, probably a question mark against, you know, his performance. He was quiet, did his job as you would expect a back three to do, but his clearance for that corner kick caused the goal. Again, erratic, should have been, as you mentioned, Pete, right foot, inside the foot, just knock it out for a throwing and get reset, and he flails, the ball goes out for a corner, and they score from it. And then I look at Ariaga, who's my player to watch, you know, and not what I would expect. The three times that you need a player in the middle of the park, in the middle of the defense, to step up is to be in 1v1 situations, make a tackle. When you step forward towards the ball, you have to make an impact on that ball. Pressure it or win the ball and clear your lines. Multiple times today, he jumped around the ball, didn't have any impact. They kind of get past him, and then like Barrios' shot, they managed to pull it wide.
Pete, I want to get your full thoughts on this game as well as we dive into this 1-1 draw for the Seattle Sounders. We will take a quick break before we do that. I'll let you know, Sounder fans, even the greatest athletes, make sure to take the time to catch up with their friends over at Michelob Ultra, because they know that the joy is the whole game, not the end game. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. We'll get Pete Fewing's full thoughts on what he saw in tonight's 1-1 draw. Seattle Sounders getting a good result on the road. Now 6 points atop the Western Conference. They're in that number one spot over KC and Colorado. A lot more to get to on the postgame show on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Seattle Sounders getting a road result. 1-1, the final score in Commerce City, Colorado. Sounders now expanding their lead atop the Western Conference. They now are atop it by 6 points over second place Sporting Kansas City, and then third place Colorado. Kansas City still with a game in hand, though, so that 6 points could potentially turn into a different number. We'll see about that. Sounders are also inching their way closer to locking up a home playoff game. I'm not sure if they have it right now. The Portland Timbers and Vancouver Whitecaps are playing right now, so just check SoundersFC.com. SoundersFC.com will have all the info on if the Sounders do lock up that home playoff game, but it is a great road result, 1-1 down there in Colorado. And Sounder fans, Sound Transit would like to remind everyone to obey all signs and signals when around train tracks. Light rail trains are quiet and come in both directions, so stay aware and play it safe. So as we continue talking about this 1-1 result, and I'm teased, and I want to get Pete Fewing's full thoughts. We're kind of watching the highlights too. Pete, we went deep into Leo Chu's assist, Christian Roldan's goal that made it 1-1. But overall, in this 1-1 game, what did you see throughout?
Well, you look at it, Seattle's in the middle or the early stages of a 5-game, 17-day run, right? And between the 33rd and 34th game, they're going to get a week off. But right now, they're in the grind. So it kind of felt like they were, okay, let's get through this. We're going to come back to a very spirited home game with Sporting Kansas City, and then it's off to Los Angeles. And so not too high, not too low. Don't give them too much. I thought they were a little bit looser than Brian would have liked at the beginning, but they managed the from 20 minutes on through the rest of it. And then we also talked about, hey, you make mistakes. Danny, you mentioned it. Nuhu's clearance with his left foot out for a corner kick, had he just wrapped his foot around it with his right foot, now Price doesn't hit that great ball that Baji bashes in for the 1-0 lead. It comes down to mistakes sometimes. Then you see a very, very good play on the other side. And, hey, it was a good goal. Price's 12th assist, right? Baji's goal was a very, very good goal. And then Seattle countered with another very good goal. The cross especially, both Montero and Roldan getting there. And it was Roldan's goal, in my opinion. But we're watching a highlight of it now. For sure it was Roldan's. I'm sure Freddie wishes he wasn't in the way. And I'm sure he wishes Arriaga wasn't in the way.
He wants one TV camera in the stand to celebrate.
Yeah, exactly. So I think they'll take it. I never was a fan of ties until getting this much time in the MLS. And I think it was probably a fair result, right? I think Seattle will take it. They'll be happy because they came from behind. They'd be more disappointed if they gave up the lead. So, and I think Leo Chu, that for him, this was another step toward him becoming an important player, just as Jimmy Madronda has become an important player. That goal that he got against Houston, hey, that's the fourth one he's got. So the weapons are appearing at the right time for the Sounders. They do have a very quick turnaround. And again, I just did the math on it. It is 17 days, five games, and at Houston, at Colorado, at LAFC. it's a lot, and then ending at Vancouver. So I think you take it, you throw it behind you, and you really got to get ready, get rested and get ready, Danny, for the next one.
And you're right. I mean, in our sport, a result, a tie on the road, 1-1, is a good result. You put it in your back pocket and you leave. In a week, we'll know how good the result was, right? I mean, that's to your point. You've got another two games coming up in less than, you know, Saturday and then Tuesday. So you've really got, in less than a week, got three games. That's a load on any group of players. And Brian's going to really have to, it'll be interesting to see the lineup that he puts out on Saturday. You'd expect him, based on it's at home, it's Sporting KC, it's 12:30. He's going to put out the best and strongest team that he can. But he's not as though he's got players off the bench other than a Will Bruin and maybe a Leo Chu, but I think he's still probably a bench player at this point that he can pull in to kind of fill in on the players that have played. I mean, Shane O'Neill maybe steps in. He came on for a few minutes today. I don't think Brad Smith's going to be back potentially. Rui Diaz obviously not. So I think it's a selection thing, and I think this is where coaches and stable coaching staff can really earn their keep, right, Pete? I mean, it's all about, you know, picking the right players, getting a feel for how they're feeling. You know, are they confident? Are they coming out of this game with no nicks and bangs? Are they getting good rest? Are they coming on a Friday for their walkthrough looking with a bit of a bounce in their step, ready for a big game, a real playoff type game going into Sporting KC? Because if they win that, to your point, they get a point today, the separation between Colorado and Seattle stay the same,
right?
They get a win against Sporting KC, I think it's a 5-point gap. So there's a 6-point gap with Colorado, 5-point gap still with Sporting KC.
Six, actually, for both.
Yeah, 6 and 6.
Yeah, and that's right, because they got a point. And then you add the 3, then all of a sudden you give yourself a buffer, and then
that
maybe the
points.
Game on Tuesday becomes a whole different story in terms of personnel.
Yep.
Well, and then LA is below the playoff line. They're at number 8 right now. So there's some urgency with that. This is where the man management comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we travel tomorrow with Seattle U, and I had a conversation with our associate head coach about, do we take this player or that player? And it really came down to what's not going to mess anybody up? Mm. What's not going to hurt someone, right? Because it's the last player of the 20, right? So Brian now, to Danny's point, he's going to find out who's feeling good, who's sharp in practice. Is Will Bruin hungry to get back starting again?
Right.
Is Freddie Montero would understand his role coming off the bench to be the influencer, and maybe the experience between Will Bruin and Freddie Montero can help Brian with that decision. So you listen to your veteran players a little bit as well.
And sometimes a neutral, we're talking about kind of performances right now, kind of focus on the back three here. You know, when you think about a neutral performance, sometimes you're able to kind of go through certain games, as you know, Pete, where you, I'm not saying you cruise through the game, but you manage the game.
Right.
And you may not put the real heavy load on your legs that you would in a game that's expansive and you're getting heavily involved and you're running up and down the field. Sometimes away from home.
They may have done that tonight, Danny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you shift as a unit, and maybe the total miles that you cover in a game like this is not like it would be at Lumen Field, right, where the game's always expansive, and then you're flying up one side of the field, and you have to come back, of course, to defend. So, you know, these games are interesting because you can kind of self-preserve in some ways the way the game's going. Like Dallas, they didn't come out. Colorado came out in the first 15 minutes. We talked about on the left-hand side, had some good crosses. But did Stefan Fry really get challenged a whole lot?
No.
Did we create potentially our own problems from some defensive mistakes? Yes.
And that's kind of where you look at it right now. 14 shots for Colorado. 14 shots. That's a big number. One on target. Right. Only one. So right there, I mean, Stefan Fry not really tested all that much today, and that's the one that goes
in for
Colorado.
There's a back three to know that stat. That's what you look at, right? That means you put some pressure on the ball. You've forced long-distance shots, shots from angles that haven't really troubled the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
As a back three or as a defensive unit, you're looking at that and thinking, job well done.
And exactly. And so 1-1 result, job well done on the road. A good road point for the Seattle Sounders. We will
see. At 7,000 feet.
At 7,000 feet. It's a great point as well. It is a good result, 1-1. We'll see how good of a result it is after Saturday's match, because your Seattle Sounders returning to Lumen Field this Saturday, October 23rd, when they are hosting second place Sporting Kansas City for the key matchup. for positioning in the Audi 2021 MLS Cup playoffs. Hey, you can get your tickets to this match here at Lumen Field by visiting sandersfc.com/tickets. You can watch the match on Fox 13 Plus. You can stream it on Prime Video. You can listen in Spanish language on El Rey 1360. But I encourage you, of course, all those things to listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR AM, 950 AM, the iHeartRadio app. Our broadcast will begin at noon, kickoff at 12:30. Saturday's match is presented by Captain Morgan. Don't forget to bench boring drinks and sub in the captain on match day. We'll talk about that match here on Saturday. Massive, massive game for the Sounders and the top of the Western Conference. We'll talk about that next on the postgame show on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Your Seattle Sounders picking up a big road point, a 1-1 draw in Colorado. They now sit with 58 points, a 17-6-7 record. That's 6 points above both Sporting Kansas City, who have a game in hand, and Colorado, who get the point there against Seattle today. But that six-point cushion is real nice right now with four matches left in the regular season for your Sounders. And the Seattle Sounders are returning to Lumen Field this Saturday, October 23rd, just in a couple days, when they're hosting second-place Sporting KC for that key matchup and positioning for the Audi 2021 MLS Cup playoffs. You can get your tickets to this match here at Lumen Field by visiting sandersfc.com/tickets. You can watch the match on Fox 13 Plus. You can stream it on Prime Video. You can listen in Spanish language on El Rey 1360. But I encourage you to listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR AM, 950 AM, the iHeartRadio app. Saturday's match broadcast is presented by Captain Morgan. Is presented by Captain Morgan. Don't forget to bench boring drinks and sub in the captain on match day. Our broadcast will begin at noon, kickoff at 12:30, right here on 950 AM. And Fox 13 Plus, where it's also showing. Fox 13 Plus is your local television home for Sounders FC soccer. Catch all of the Rave Greens local TV broadcasts on the same channel number, now with a new name, Fox 13 Plus, Cable 10, Channel 22. So as we look ahead to this match here against Sporting Kansas City, Danny, we talked a little bit about, you know, how things could change with a first-choice team going in Colorado tonight, but what are you expecting to see on Saturday?
Well, I'm looking forward to a game of two franchises that have been consistently successful over the years that they've competed against each other. I think Peter Vermees, Brian Schmetz are very similar, right? Stability at the helm, stability in their coaching staff, Kerry Savagnin underneath Peter Vermees, and of course Tommy Dutra underneath Brian. And I think that solidity at that level allows the team to have good structure. When you think about Melia, Zuzi's been there for years, Russell's a constant thorn in the side of the Sounders. Built around people like Shalloui, who comes in, right? We saw him in the Gold Cup. He comes in, has done a great job for that franchise as well. And you build, you know, other players around it. But there's always consistency and foundation. And I think Sporting KC are going to come into this game thinking, this is our shot, right? Yeah. It's the true six-pointer. Talking about 6 points separation now. If Sporting KC win, 3 points. If we win, 9 points. So the difference in this game is huge for both franchises. Daylight between Sounders and the chasing pack, or Sporting KC really make it a tough next game. And going back to the conversation we had in the last section, the game on Tuesday then becomes interesting, predicated on the performance and the result on Saturday. So, hey, listen, these are always great games. It's going to be very much a playoff type of atmosphere, Pete. I'm looking forward to seeing a game that's going to be hard fought. It's all about the start. Can the Sounders get ahead based on some heavy legs that will inevitably come in the last 15, 20 minutes of the game? Can they be in a position to kind of manage the game in that last stage?
I thought today would be a bit of a playoff type of atmosphere, but honestly, we looked at the crowd. I was surprised how small the crowd was tonight. Midweek game later at night, maybe that didn't help, but I think we'll have a good crowd here, and I think the energy will be here. And these two teams, different than Colorado, Seattle, these two teams have a strong rivalry. There's a, I don't want to say dislike, it's not Portland, Seattle, but they want to compete. They're one-on-one with each other. They want to win the series, you know, for the regular season. So I expect that game, I expect both teams to put out their best group. And really, as to Danny's point, Kansas City, this is a big one for them because it's a six-point different. Seattle can come away with a tie on this one and really no harm, no foul. And maybe that might be the approach, but Brian Schmetzer's never done that. not at home. He's never walked into Lumen, Quest, CenturyLink, you know, and said, oh, hey, let's just get a tie and get out of here. That's not his mentality.
No, it's absolutely not. And Sporting Kansas City should be noted that they have the full week of rest. They did not play tonight.
Right.
So for the Sounders,
so you know they're going to bring their best.
Absolutely, they are. And the MVP candidate, Daniel Shalloway, I mean, this is a very, very potent Sporting Kansas City club. And for Seattle on the other side, yeah, it's kind of just, you know, you go to the guys and you say, all right, yeah, well, you played on Wednesday night, and now it's Saturday late morning, early afternoon, but you got to do it.
Step up.
You got to do it.
Professionals. I got to add one thing.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Danny Jackson.
Oh,
and we'd like to apologize. Oh, did I steal your thunder? I apologize.
To
your kids for no cake and ice cream at home.
No.
I'm sure.
They were disappointed this morning when they found out that I was going to be gone. So we're going to delay and punt to tomorrow. And,
did you say we'll still do the cake and ice cream even though you're not there?
I think they're all there, Danny, enjoying it. You know, somebody blew out the candles.
My birthday gift to you, Danny, is not singing happy birthday on the air right now. But
best, best present of the day.
But for not hearing my singing voice, absolutely. We will thank everybody for the broadcast today. Terry here on site, Craig back in the studio. These two gentlemen who make it so easy, Pete Fewing and Danny Jackson. Thanks to them. And happy birthday again to Danny. We will talk to you on Saturday, 12 o'clock pregame, 12:30 kickoff. It's afternoon soccer. Come soundersfc.com/tickets. Come on down your Lumen Field. This is going to be an electric atmosphere, playoff-like atmosphere. Hopefully the weather is agreeable and we get some either Seattle sunshine or just a nice, pleasant day to watch Sounders and Sporting Kansas City. So we'll see you here on Saturday. We'll talk to you at noon. We'll have Chuck and Buck tomorrow morning here on KJR starting at bright and early at 6 a.m. I believe we have Fox Sports Radio coming up next, but thanks again, everybody. Once again, it's a 1-1 result for the Seattle Sounders in Colorado. We'll talk to you soon, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by Gallagher's Benefits and HR Consulting, helping businesses, communities, and people face their futures with confidence. And by Michelob Ultra, 95 calories and 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Tune in this Saturday, October 23rd, when your Seattle Sounders take on Sporting Kansas City at 12:30.